Yeah, I think it's recording. Yep.
Red dots on.
Okay, let's start. Okay, the videos are recording. We got audio. I think we're all good.
For the record, Mr. Martin, do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do. We have in the room present this evening, we have, I'm going to turn this screen here a little bit because nobody else is on the left. So we have Peter Jensen, chairman, Mike Shaver is here present. And then we have Ann and Meredith present, John Arnold, Jerry, and we have, I think Adam's going to participate fully. He's our alternate because I don't see Eric here. So I think he'll be a fully participating member. And Trish is here, our recording secretary.
Thank you. Regular meetings planning board of town meeting, January 25, 2021, come to order. First item on the agenda is everyone will take a moment to review the minutes of the last regular meeting of December 21st, 2020.
Okay, let me see here.
To the minutes of the regular meeting of December 21, 2020. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections?
I have one correction.
Okay.
I can't find it. it was talking about the shrubbery on the corner of Route 9 and Nolan Road. Said they could add some shrubbery along Route 9 for to quiet it down a little bit. The shrubbery should be added to the Nolan Road side, not the Route 9 side. And I read it, and I got it here on my phone, and I cannot find it.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I do stand corrected. Eric Bergman is not with us.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you find that, Trish?
Hello.
Okay, thank you. It's on the site plan review for the lawn care on Route 9. It's just to say Nolan Road.
Okay, and Ann, I opened up the document that you sent with your corrections, but I don't see anything. I don't think it's saved.
The one I sent you?
Yeah.
You want me to send it again? I think you made some of the changes, not all. Before the tape right now?
I'll give it a shot. I don't think I opened it a month ago when you sent it, so I just opened it tonight and it doesn't look any different than the copy I have, so I don't see.
Okay, but maybe you made corrections already.
Most of them are
just typo type things, like misspelling of Jacoby. And then there's a discussion about carriage trainers and the parking rule jumble. The version of it I read tonight looks like I can't correctly see they've already made that. But I can send it to you.
Anything further? In minutes. If not, then I'm looking.
I had one on page 5. Second paragraph down says, Ms. Perdue asked what happened to the cars that we sell. That was me. That's all I have.
If not, may I have a motion?
Motion. Accept the minute.
Motion's been made to accept the minutes as amended by Mr.
Second.
Is there a second to the motion?
Yes, Eric seconded.
Eric seconded. Motion's been made and seconded. Not too really controversial, I think. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstention? Motion carries. We got some that one. First item on the agenda for this evening is Route 9 Auto Oil. Do we have one of those?
Yeah, Travis, are you representing tonight?
I'll be.
Yeah, I'll be representing tonight's show. Dan Oval, you heard from last month that we had another meeting tonight, so I'll represent, I think, Penny Hill also out in Zoom land somewhere listening, so if we have questions for him, we can try and call him.
I have two Bob Bittengills, and they're both on muted if they want to participate at any point, so I think they're good to go.
Do we want to try a screen share or just go forward as is? Look like I have the ability on my end.
I'm going to promote you to a panelist and see what happens, so there you go.
Oh boy.
So, where are you? Yeah, you're there. So, share screen. Okay, I see I got the screen. What do I do? Whiteboard or iPhone pad or general supervisor? I don't know. I'm asking you, Travis.
Oh, sorry, I need to promote me to host, I believe, Jim.
Okay, all right, hold on.
It's not hardly critical, so we can't figure it out on this one.
I'm making you a host.
It's okay, Travis. Right, I've got to watch.
Yeah, there we go. All right, all right.
All right.
How about now?
Yep, I see it.
It should look good old times.
The problem is the board members can't, but they have their packets. The two people who are here, the other ones online can see it.
Right.
So,
All right. Well, we'll give this a try. So, thank you, Travis Mitchell with the Darwin Old Time Partnership, representing Route 9 Auto World. This is a 2-lot subdivision, property located on Route 9 at the intersection of 197 Reynolds Road. It's a 6-acre parcel in the C1 zone. Zoning map here. Close up with the zoning map. Property outlined in red there. Again, 6 acres in C1 across from Route 197. Pretty simple. Two lot subdivision. We spoke last time on this. The lot to the, it would be the southwest, is about 2.8 acres. To the north is about 3.2 acres. A lot of the discussion last time revolved around there's an existing building. I'm going to try and point to it. We'll see how this goes. Yeah, there you go. Existing building right here. That the way that lot line falls, the proposed lot line falls, is over the line. We've spoken with Bob about that, and he agrees that the buildings need to be demolished. We also discussed some initial coordination with DOT on this. There, in general, I think there's an agreement with configuring this so that we consolidate some of those curb cuts at the intersection. As this comes back, if and when this comes back in front of you for actual detailed site plan review on either of these lots, certainly that would be the time that DOT would get more involved in the configuration of that intersection. It's all got pretty straightforward. Any questions on it?
Just one other thing, Travis. If that road were to be built and we would actually dedicate that right away, on the image you have up there now, I think you can see the problem that's created even with the other building. You see how that...
Certainly, yeah. So if and when, so right now, the proposed property line is here.
Right.
And this is an easement, and you can see where that right of way would be. And of course, yes, so then this building would be not compliant. So if and when, it would effectively be another subdivision to dedicate that road. If and when that happens, there would have to be removal of some of this some of this structure.
I just want to make sure everybody's aware of that.
Yep. Yeah, that's understood. Mm-hmm.
Jim, there's some overhead power there too that I noticed. Is that just strictly for those buildings out back, or does Nymo have a right of way across there? I saw a couple poles and it goes directly across the potential road there. Is Bob on? Does he know what that power goes to?
We'll see what Travis. We'll see if Travis, you have an answer to that question.
Yeah, Bob can chime in if he knows further, but I don't see on our survey any right of way that appears, so I would presume that's internal to the site. But Bob can chime in if he knows of an easement that runs through there for grid.
It would have been picked up on the survey if it were a formal public utility right of way.
Okay, I'm not sure. Like I said, I saw a couple poles there, and it heads back over. It goes kind of south, and then behind. I didn't go in on the property or anything, so. And it's a main line, so I was concerned about it.
Okay, so Travis, what is the time frame for that demolition to occur then, in relationship to the lot being created?
Yeah, so that's a good question. We'd like to not have to demo the building on day one, and I guess that's a discussion item for the board. If it can be delayed at all, or give us some time frame to get it demolished.
Travis, would it be okay to say that the demolition would occur before the bylaws are signed?
Yeah, so I guess that would give us 60 days from the date that, we would probably have 6 months to bring those back for signature, so that would give a little bit of time. Yep.
Yeah. That's all, John.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a given that those come down and having a little bit of flexibility, as exact date, I think is fine.
Yeah, that's the thing, is obviously you can't have the lot divided with that building there to the same degree. I understand that as long as no action is taken beyond drawing the line, then it's not as big an issue. So anyways, that was kind of my question.
Yeah, this is Jerry. I mean, it's definitely an odd situation, but I'm sure we can come up with a condition, requiring that the building be demolished prior to any site plan approval.
Prior to filing the county or something.
Well, I guess that's the next question.
That's where you were going, John, because once the miles are signed, we've got a very limited time to get it filed by the county. So it gives us a period between your final approval and signatures to take it down.
Yeah, I mean, we can't approve a lot by going through the middle of the building. Mm-hmm. That's something we can't do. But we could probably, maybe Jim can answer this. Can we approve it? And then with the approval being that the Mylars aren't signed and you can't move forward until that building has been...
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest. I think you can conditionally approve for final, but you just can't sign them until the building is down. So they know they have the approved subdivision in hand. The only outstanding item is the demolition of the building. And then once you sign them, then the 60-day time frame starts, the clock starts... for filing.
Right. Now, the only condition is, should we put a time limit on how long the plans can wait for a signature from Mylars? We don't normally do that with a project anyways, right?
We normally don't, but I think, given what's trying to be achieved here, that would be appropriate. Because, I think the idea of reserving the right-of-way for this road to connect to the rear property is very good, and this would help support, achieving that end.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a time frame the applicant would be comfortable with?
Yeah, that'd be the next question.
I think, again, as you've laid it out now, you give it conditional approval, and we don't come in to have the Mylar sign until it's down. So.
Well, I think we do need to tie it to some sort of date, Travis. We can't leave it
totally open-ended. So what's a fair time frame?
Well, would a year be reasonable, or is it too long? When I say 6 months?
I think 6 months would be better. I mean, that gives you the entire...
So what if we say 6 months, and then if we can't get it done within 6 months, we'll come in and ask you to extend it?
Yeah, I think we could structure the condition so a 6 month with a provision for an extension at the board's discretion.
That'd be good. Appreciate it.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
I think we do have a public hearing plan on this.
Yes.
Yeah. And there are people on the line, I'm just not sure what they're here for.
Probably, do I need to give you the host faction?
Yeah, I think you do, yes.
Alright, let me try and do that. This is where we fall apart.
It's good getting there, it's never good coming back home.
Right, okay, here we go.
Alright, yeah, I think I do have it back.
You have it, alright, thank you.
Yeah. Alright, if we need to go back there and refer to a drawing, Travis, we can always do that.
Great, yep, thank you.
Alright, so...
Anything further from Mr. Mitchell?
Travis, are you all set?
Yes, I'm set, thank you.
Yeah, he's all set. We do have a number of people listed here, Mr. Chairman, but his phone numbers and things, I'll have to go through and see if there's... on any request for a hand raise or...
In this wacky atmosphere that we have now,
yes.
Do we need to complete seeker before we open the public hearing?
Yeah, that's correct. Right, Carla?
That is correct.
All right.
That's a wacky ruling, but we shall so do.
I agree with you, Mr. Chairman, but sometimes we're not the ones that get to make the rules.
I think we all agree, but...
That's my soapbox for the day. Okay. This one I don't think is really controversial. Does anyone have any questions, comments, or concerns for Part 1 of the Short Environmental Assessment Form for Route 9 Auto World? That's about it. Not hearing any, then we'll move speedily to Part 2. Now we have two options. First one is no or small impact may occur. The second one is a moderate to large impact may occur. And the third one is the applicant must have dropped dead and be able to go over there. So, number one, will proposed action create a material conflict with the adopted land use plan or zoning or regulations? None or moderate?
No.
What's your pleasure?
None.
Okay. Will proposed action result in changing the use or testing the use of land?
No.
Three, will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
No.
Will the proposed action have an impact on environmental characteristics that cause establishment of the CEA? We don't have any, so it's a no. Five, will the proposed action result in an adverse change in existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway?
No.
No.
Second, will the proposed action cause an increase in use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonable available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
Will the proposed action impact existing public or private water supplies?
No.
Will the public or private wastewater treatment facilities?
No.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, or architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
The proposed action result in an adverse change to the natural resources, such as wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, flora, fauna?
No.
No.
Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
No.
No.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
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 Very good. Now, after reviewing part two, do I have a motion for the declaration? Positive.
Make a motion for a negative declaration on the for Route 9 Auto World subdivision.
That was Eric?
Yeah, that was Eric.
Motion has been made to grant a negative declaration for environmental assessment for Route 9 Auto World subdivision to the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second. Jerry.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Trish, are you there?
Hey. Yep, I'm here. Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
Yes.
Ms. Matias?
Yes.
Mr. Siebel? Oh, he's not voting, right?
No.
Okay, that's 7.
And I should also concur. May I have the motion carries? Or if Mr. Friendly would like to do.
We have a public hearing now.
Yes, that's for sure. Okay. I got a recommendation.
This is the part where you make the motion for approval contingent upon, or the condition that.
We still have the public hearing to open and close, Eric.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't need a motion to open the public hearing.
No. I just need to
make so.
I'm just waiting.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Please take notice that effective immediately and based upon notice of the health advisory issued by federal, state, and local officials related to COVID-19 virus and public hearing on an application for a 2-lot subdivision at 1377 Route 9 will be held on Monday, January 25, 2021 at 7:15 by a video conferencing as permitted by New York State Open Meeting Law and Executive Order 202.1. Set out was proposing to subdivide approximately 6.1 acres into 2 lots. The lots are supposed to have access on Route 9 due to public health and safety concerns. The public would not be permitted to attend at the remote location of board members or department heads or staff not situated or in any other location. The public will be able to fully observe the video conference meeting and will be able to comment during the public hearing. A further notice of the public hearing are available at the town's website. The further notes and comments, the public comment portion of the public hearing will be sent through Zoom video conferencing at the meeting. For a 2-lot subdivision known as Auto World. Does anyone who would like to make any comments or making statements concerning this applicant, keeping in mind that we have very few ground rules. First one is that anyone who wishes to make a statement or to ask a question is encouraged and invited to do so. Ground rule number 2 is that during the whole process of this public hearing, we will maintain some sense of decorum. With that in mind, is there anyone who has any comments they'd like to make concerning the proposed two-lot subdivision on Route 9 for Buffalo Road.
Yeah, I would like to suggest that they could send their comment via chat or their indication that they'd like to make a comment via chat. I will certainly open that right up and share it with the board. So I'm requesting anybody who has a comment on this application to provide us with a chat request.
Board, you have a chance. Any comments? If not, the public hearing is closed.
Okay, I did not receive, for the record, I did not receive any request for a chat or a comment.
Okay. Thank you. Board, what further would you like to do to or for this happening? Well, let's do something.
I'll make the motion to approve two-lot subdivision for Route 9 Auto World with the following conditions. Number one, the building in the proposed north lot to be demolished prior to the Mylars being signed by the chairman and planning board member. Condition two, the Mylar to be presented for signature on or before July 25th, 2021. Unless an extension is granted by the planning board of the town of Morrell.
Okay, I've heard this. I'm not going to ask for a second at the moment because we got ahead of ourselves.
Oh.
All right, to leave that in, is your motion to grant preliminary approval to the subdivision?
I'm sorry, you're asking us to give preliminary approval?
Is your motion to grant preliminary approval?
Versus final approval?
Well, we have a problem in that we cannot do certain things before we do something else. So we need to have preliminary approval.
Sure.
Before final.
Preliminary approval.
Preliminary, that's the preliminary. Motion has been made to grant preliminary approval to the Route 9 Auto World 2-lot subdivision to the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
And I think that was Eric.
Yes, that was Eric.
Yep. Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
Yes.
Mrs. Mathias?
Yes.
Ms. Chairman Jensen?
Yes. May I have a motion carries? Board, is there anything further you'd like to do to or for this hour? Keeping in mind that this being too loud, and a subdivision, and you've just granted preliminary approval, you have the authority to move to waive the requirement of preliminary and final approval being a separate meeting, if you so desire. What's your pleasure?
I was actually going to do that, Mr. Chairman. Being that there's nothing too terribly controversial about this particular subdivision, I would move that we waive the 30-day requirement for separation between preliminary and final approval on this project.
Motion's been made to waive the requirement for the separation of preliminary and final to separate meetings. To the motion, do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
Yes.
Mrs. Matias?
Yes.
Mr. Jensen?
Yes. May I have as unanimous? Motion carries. Board, is there anything further you'd like to do to or for this applicant?
Can Jerry move his final approval motion from earlier?
I will make a motion, grant final approval with the same conditions listed for the preliminary approval motion.
Motion to make grant final approval to the Route 9 Auto World subdivision subject to conditions. To that motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Here. Motion to make a second. Any further discussion? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Bejard?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
Yes.
Mrs. Matias?
Yes.
Mr. Jensen?
Aye. Well, I have 7-0. Motion carries. Mark, I think you'd really like to do 2-4 this afternoon.
So make a motion that once the conditions of the final approval have been met, that the Mylars that are presenting can be signed by the chairman and one other member of the board.
Motion has been made for the chair and another member of the planning board to sign the Mylars once presented and conditions are satisfied. To that motion, do I have a second?
I'll second it, Mr. Jerry.
Jerry. Motion has been made, seconded, and pick on the secretary to that's not too controversial. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you all for your time.
It's been fun.
Wow.
Next item I have is an agenda someplace in my statement. Oh, we have Chelsea next?
Yes.
Okay. TLC, do you have one of those?
Yes, we do. I was trying to figure out.
That's right.
I see Dave Witt back there. I'm trying to see. Yeah, Travis?
You may need to release that.
Alright, let's see.
Yeah, because I'm on, something's wrong because I don't have access to the attendees. So it must be that.
Alright, yep, just give, yep, you must be, just give me a second. You know what, I'll end the gym and then just dial back in. I think that'll do it.
Alright. I hope so. Thank you. Okay, in December, we set the public hearing for tonight, and also we asked for indications of a vegetative screening along the property line, widening the existing driveway for the access. As you recall, we discussed that, and the highway superintendent actually liked the one access point, but we talked about widening it to accommodate truck traffic. Parking requirement was set at 10 spaces. Salt storage was to be inside or in contained concrete bins. White noise backup alarms were to be utilized. And the hours of operation were Monday through Friday for the office, 9 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 to 2. And Dave was going to put those notations on the site plan to make sure that they were shown as conditions of the approval. And I had, since had a meeting with Dave, since our meeting in December, I went over those conditions with him, and he was going to revise the site plan accordingly.
Mr. Rebeck, do you have any comments for us?
I don't really. All the stuff that Jim just mentioned was addressed and added to the site plan for you.
Mr. Burke, are you satisfied that those requirements have been successfully annotated to a submission by?
Yes, I am.
You're welcome. Thank you. And guys, Board, do you have any questions, Mr. Whitman?
Mrs. Ann, I've got a couple of clarifications I would like to see on the plan. One is showing that there was the, I guess maybe this notation is missing, the vegetated screen that was supposed to be shown on Nolan roadside of the property. Also, it would be very helpful to have the delineation of the existing drive as well as what is proposed to be the widened drive off of Nolan Road. And I didn't see on this the marking for the fencing, although I thought that was supposed to be there as well, the split rail fence that goes around the front.
That's already been added. That was approved in the first meeting, and it should be included on another kind of different map.
Oh, okay. Is there going to be a different map?
No, there was the original one, and then there's a revised map with additions. I didn't want to add everything that we revised back into the original map because it would have been just a little too busy.
I can appreciate that. I think the plan we finally approved would be this one. So we may need to have that detail. Jim, Frank, do you have a view on that?
Yeah, I can make sure we get that by the or prior to the signing.
Okay, and the other, I'm a little confused about the parking. It looks like you've set up parking as well on the, I guess it'd be the south side of the building. You show parking, 4 spaces near the material storage bin. So you're actually closing 17 spaces?
Yeah, it's more just the 4 spaces on the Nolan Road side. I don't really want to utilize that. We don't have to, just so trucks don't have to try to maneuver around. So the thought is just to put them on the other side and have that availability on the Nolan Road side, just in case.
So does that allow enough road for enough space for 4 parking slots and still you can have the vehicular traffic navigate around the building?
Yes, because we're going to remove the split rail fence completely that runs adjacent to the building down Nolan Road. So that's going to open the whole side of the parking lot up where you wouldn't have to travel around the building. You wouldn't have to get within 20 feet of it.
Right.
And I think this is the first time I saw a reference to a trash container, a 6-yard trash container.
This is the first time? We moved it. We had moved it from one side of the yard to the other just because it wasn't really easy the way it was set up for the trash company. So we put it over on the, let's say, the southwest corner of the building.
Is that the shelter logic?
No. Maybe she didn't add it back in. It would be right to the right where it says salt bin. She didn't add it back in. I can get that added back in here.
Okay. And you're going to have a 2x4 retaining wall to abut the parking that's in the front porch portion of the lot?
Say that again?
You said you were going to have a 2x4 wall, retaining wall, in front of the parking, which is in front of the building.
Well, yeah, they're going to serve as displays. They'll just sit there. They'll be glued together and kind of sit on the ground, 2 foot tall by 4 foot wide. They're basically just displays and also a barrier to keep people off the lot, because we tend to have an issue with people coming into the park lot and somehow managing to turn around on the lot. I don't know how they manage it, but they do.
That's
why we wanted to take that whole split rail fence out as well, because we get about 50 U-turns a day, and it would just be nice for them to U-turn a little bit closer to the road and not pretty much have to drive around our building to turn around. I don't know what Google Maps has going on, but we get a lot of U-turns.
Those are the only comments I have, just seeking some clarification with additional notes to the plan. Otherwise, all is good.
Can I ask a question? Are you hauling snow in there and dumping it in the back of the parking lot or in the back of the lot?
We moved a little bit of snow off of the site. Usually we wouldn't move it to our location. It would go to a location down in Gansworth. But with the storm, as fast as that storm came, and we didn't really have much time to plan, so yes, we moved some snow this year over there.
I'm
not going to have room to do that ever again, but once we get everything set
that up. That would be appreciated, okay?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. That would be appreciated. Thank you. And then your storage tent, what is your storage tent? Is it going to be a tent or is it going to be storage tents?
There'll be two of them there. We just haven't put the other one on board.
All right, so we're going to put two at the most, correct?
Say that again.
We're going to have just two, no more.
Yeah, if I need more, I'll get a hold of you guys.
Thank you. So we can put that on the plan here? Only two?
Okay. Anything further? Yeah. This has been advertised as a public hearing.
Yep.
Effective immediately based upon notices to health advisories issued by federal, state, and local officials related to COVID-19 virus, a public hearing on Monday, January 24th, 2025, in the Town Office Building 351 Reynolds Road, as permitted in the Mayor's State Open Meetings Law and Executive Order 202.1. Purpose is to hear all parties for or against the operation of the landscape maintenance business from an existing building at 2 Melvin Road, Town of Row. TLC Landscaping is proposing to offer a landscape maintenance business involving the storage of trucks, equipment, and related materials from an existing building on 1.57 plus or minus acre parcel. The existing building and property will remain unchanged. In addition, our building expansion is proposed due to public health and safety concerns. The public will not be permitted to attend the meeting at the remote location. Our board members or department heads or staff will be situated in more than any other location. The public will be able to fully observe the video conference meeting and will be able to comment during the public hearing. Please take further notice that the materials for the public hearing are available on the town's website. Take further notice that comments in the public comment portion of the public hearing will be sent through Zoom video conferencing of the meeting. Okay, that's from that. As with most, in keeping with our public hearings, there are very few ground rules. The two important ones are that if anyone would like to make a comment or ask a question concerning this application, they're encouraged and invited to do so. And ground rule number two is throughout the course of this hearing, we will maintain some sense of decorum. With that in mind, does anyone have any comments or questions they would like to propose concerning the public hearing for TLC Landscape?
And again, I would formally ask someone to send in a chat request, and then I can to be unmuted, and then I can unmute you, and you can speak and you can provide us with your comment. So I just need a chat request if there's anyone looking to comment on this application. Looking for a chat request for anybody looking to comment on this application.
Not hearing anything from the public board. Do you have any comments? Other than those already enumerated.
Nope.
I have nothing additional, Mr. Chair.
If not, public hearing is closed. Board.
The other thing I would ask you to acknowledge is this is a type 2 action. I think a formal acknowledgement to that effect that it's exempt from the environmental assessment.
Okay, so we're not required to do any EAF?
Correct.
So, with that in mind, board, what would you like to do? My favorite saying, 2 or 4, this applicant.
We can make a motion to grant approval for TLC at 2 Dollar Road.
Subject to a few conditions or not?
Well, I have
subject to the conditions discussed.
Okay.
Just to reiterate with those two, because I believe all the comments from the December meeting were addressed, but we had two more tonight, delineation of the fence line along Route 9 and a limit to 2 outdoor storage tents on the site. Correct?
And you have no hauling snow in there.
And no hauling snow. 3.
Jim, I would also like to have a delineation of the entryway off the Nolan Road. It's hard for me to tell what it is today and what we expect it to be when it's widened.
Okay. So,
and there also supposed to be a vegetated screen, I guess, back where the bins are.
Yeah, I have a question about that as well. Because you guys have mentioned now a couple times on the Nolan Road side. Originally, I thought you were looking to have a screen on the back side of the property that is not bordering the road. It's kind of screened from the housing that's right there, not from the road.
I thought we were going to put a little bit along the Nolan Road towards the back there for where the houses are. In other words, where that old entrance was, come up through there a little bit.
Okay, we just started cleaning that out today, so that works out well.
Yep. I think because you have that house on the corner of Nolan and Pine Valley. Okay, so if you could come up there a little bit, because trust me, it's going to save you a lot of headaches if you do that.
So So there's
okay, so
go ahead, Dave.
So you guys are looking for a screening, a vegetative screening that is behind just where I'm showing the bins, the L-shaped bins.
Yeah, I would think of as far as where the you're going to show that salt bin. I think that would be fine.
Okay.
So that's along the Nolan Road side, correct?
Yes.
So it's provision of a vegetated screen along Nolan Road.
That'll get you up past that driveway on the north side of Nolan Road, Dave, in that big white house on the corner of Nolan and Pine Valley. Is that correct?
Say that again.
Going on the Nolan Road there, you have a driveway across the street from you in that white house up on the corner of Pine Valley and Nolan. That shrubbery would get you up in around that driveway to quiet the noise down in there, right?
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think we discussed last time that the widening of the entryway and the vegetated screen, because of the time of year, would be postponed, I think, to May or something like that.
I believe it was still. Where do I have that? I believe it was Memorial Day, the end of May. Do you have it, Dave?
I don't. I know that we had set May at some point. So
yeah, I think it was.
Call it the end of May, that would probably be best for me.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Okay, so.
Notes I have was that we had conditions that we said were going to be completed by May 15th, and that was that the entryway would be wide for 20 feet.
Okay.
Okay, so by May 15th.
Yeah. We can change that, but that's what we had talked about last meeting.
I think that's good.
Okay, so I have a total of 6. To verbalize them again, delineation of a fence line along Route 9, limit on-site storage tents to 2, no hauling of snow into the site, 4, delineation of existing proposed driveway entrance, 5, provision of a vegetated screen along Nolan Road, and 6, install the vegetation by May 15th.
Okay. I wish it could have been made to grant approval for site plan review for 2016 and one round with condition and a motion. Do I have a second?
I can second that.
Can I, John?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion to make second. Any further discussion? We have a second for the time. So, call roll, please.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Ms. Perdue?
Ian?
I'm sorry,
I'm
moving
you.
Yes. Mrs.
Macias?
Yes. Chairman
Desmond? Yes. I have 7-0. Motion carries. Board, is there anything further you desire? And now we can close the meeting this time.
I'll make a motion that once the bylaws are presented, that the chairman and on the other side.
Motion has been made to the for the chairman and another member of the planning board to sign the bylaws as soon as presented to the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion has been made. Seconded. Any further discussion? If not, That is really controversial. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries? Mr. Whitbeck, thank you. And I'm turning on the call to the chair, please. Do you have any further questions at all?
I have no more questions.
All right, Dave, I'll go over these final notes with you in submission time frame for your site plan to be signed.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, everyone.
Okay, next item I have on the agenda for this evening is William Smith, Jared Strader. Do you have one of those?
Let's see. Bill, are you there? I just spoke with him earlier today. Bill?
Yeah. I'm here, Tim.
Okay. And I think we have a mic with you as well. He has his hand up. Okay, Bill, I think we're all set. You can, let's see, Mr. Chairman, on this one, Bill has come in with a revised plan. I think I sent it around today. Mm-hmm. Just to make sure everybody had it electronically, and I provided paper copies to the members tonight. The changes that were made there were the deletion of two spaces, and then he also added hours of operation, no unloading or loading on Route 9, a notation to that effect, and no overnight parking of car haulers. And then we did set a public hearing for this evening as well on this one. So those are the updates to the site plan, and they were done. Yep. In the opinion of staff, anyhow.
Board, do you have any comments or concerns for this application from Mr. Smith?
Who is Dan? It's not what was submitted, but what I'm seeing on the property seems that the cars are being parked very close to the roadway as opposed to back away shown on the site plan. Can Mike or Bill remark on why that's happening?
Is Mike on?
Yes, I believe he is. I unmuted him. He should be able to speak with us. Mike?
Yes, Mark, yes.
No, we can't hear you, Mike.
Yeah, he's,
I need, you know, I don't know where Mike is.
He's here. He's just not getting through. Mike, if you can type in an answer, that'd be fine. I can read it aloud if you can type it in. Because I don't have you muted at this end either. I don't know why it's not.
I'm not sure, but the snow where they had plow in the back, but I know the trucks are still getting in there without any issues, so I'm not sure, you know, just the site plan, I mean, it's just showing the parking spots. I don't, you know, there's no lines to show a designated parking, but it...
He says, I will take a look tomorrow. The cars are in the same place they have been since day one.
Yeah, that still doesn't conform to the state plan, which doesn't quite make that to accommodate the haulers coming in. No.
Well, the only thing I can suggest is that they have to be moved back as per the site plan.
That would be an enforcement action.
Correct. And he further says the haulers don't seem to have a problem getting in.
No, there's been no problem.
Yeah, I think it's an aesthetic issue as well. I think there was a reason that it was put back, those cars were put back, so they weren't raised for the sign.
Bill, what's the, how many feet is it from the road edge to the first parking space on the scale of your plan here? I see you have a scale of 13, 16, I think it's 18 feet. So, how many feet is that back from the road before we should be seeing the first car?
On the south end, that parking line is 75 feet, and then you've got to back off a car length from that.
There was never, as far as I recall, there was never discussion on how far you can put the cars back. It was just a site plan drawing. Nobody, I may be wrong, but I don't think, I've never had any discussion how far back the cars had to be parked. It had to have a truck hauler had to be able to get in and out to load off of Route 9.
Mike wants to speak. I'm gonna give him my cell phone number and see if I can get him on the speaker. Mike, if you can hear me, call my cell phone number 878-2517.
I guess as a board member of the planning board here, my assumption was that with the scale on that drawing, that where those spaces were shown would be where the cars were parked. I mean, I don't expect lines to be drawn out on the grass and the gravel, but certainly scale-wise, it should be in some type of location where the cars are going to be, right?
That would seem reasonable. Yeah. Well, I agree with that, except for the original site plan had 150 spaces or something like that. Taking that whole last row and removing that purple, I mean, I drove by there the other day. I can see where the cars are any farther forward towards them, and they've ever been, but.
I think the cars are always where they have been. It's just that the drawing doesn't show that. I mean, the cars are parked right up by the hydrant. Now we're looking at where the fire hydrant is, and it's way up front, and the cars are way in the back. So, it's the way it's always has been, but the drawing isn't showing that. I think that's what we're looking at, Bill.
Since this is storage and not like a sales lot, visibility out on Route 9 isn't huge, as big a priority. So,
I'm trying to get Mike on the phone here. Yeah, Mike, you're on my cell phone now.
I appreciate that. Sorry if this technical difficulties at my end. I could be sticking all day. I don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, we have you on the cell phone.
Okay, great. No, I just wanted to say, to add to what Bill said, is we never discussed anything about how close the cars were to the road. And that also being said, it's a car lot. I don't really want to be, have to keep the car a certain amount of feet back.
Ann, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. And I guess it meant something to my review that these cars, first of all, if we reduced it from 150 to 100, to four with the special use permit. And I think that if the cars are back on the road, it looks substantially better from roadside than if they're right up the curb, as they seem to be now.
No, they're not. That's wrong. I beg to differ with that.
But they're not where the site plan shows they would be.
They're not off the curb. The key to the car all are in there, they're off the curb. So if you're going to say something, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to. They're not where they're shown on the site plan, right?
And they're not up the curb either. And I'll be honest with you. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. If I exaggerated, I apologize, but they are not where they're supposed to be. They're much closer to the road than I anticipate with the site plan.
Yeah, I'll pick up, Bill. I mean, there's something about the area for the car haulers to pull in and out. If you're okay with, as long as there's an area with car haulers to pull in and out, that's what we were trying to accomplish. So if our scale is off a little bit, we apologize for that on our end, but you know, I have a car lot, and I don't want to have cars against the back buffer, you know.
We also, I think, in the original scale, we didn't have the site plan. We didn't have a buffer in the back where we took that parking spot and used it as a buffer, and then widened the 10-foot wide access drive. We widened that access drive to 15 feet. So if you're going to bring the cars up a little bit more, again, and you know, I don't know. I'm sure the summertime would be easier to bring them back a little bit, but being that
we did scramble with that 3 feet of snow we got to, so maybe things are a little farther over, but that buffer zone wasn't on the first drawing, and now it is. Kind of a natural barrier that's already there. Do we still have a connection?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay with you guys? Or?
I think what you're saying is the site plan's inaccurate.
Well, I mean, is there a scale? Is there a scale on here? I don't know if I see a scale. So
this is Jim, and it looks just by eyeballing this that it's approximately 60 feet. If I had to guess.
I mean, fair enough, but I really don't want to negotiate on how close to the road I can put my cars. I mean, my cars and care shaders are 3 feet away from the road, you know, and it's right across the street. And I don't think there's any, I don't know what's poor looking. If there's something that doesn't look good, let me know. And I can change that, but as far as having a car displayed in this transport lot, I don't really want to negotiate on how close I can put my cars to the curb. So, yes, this is wrong, and then forgive us, but, you know, I don't think that's very fair.
So, if I could just interject for a moment, I may be a little concerned or confused here. When this project first came in front of us, I thought it was made pretty clear to me that this is not a showroom type lot. This is a storage lot for vehicles that are moving in and out. Is that fairly accurate?
That's what I understood, yes.
Are you asking about the micro unit?
Into vehicles that are on the... I'm sorry, right now we're comparing it to vehicles that are on the short or on the lot at Carriage Street, which of course are display vehicles, and it's a display lot. We would expect them to be as close to the highway as possible, but I thought that I understood that these vehicles, like, people weren't coming to look at them to buy them, that it was just a matter of car haulers were coming and moving them in and out. Am I wrong on that understanding?
No, you're absolutely correct, but from a perspective of marketing and so forth, that I don't want to have cars off the road. But yes, I'm giving my word 100% of those cars that are on the road are there to be transported, yes.
So it's basically a wholesale lot.
Yeah, every car on that side of the road is sold and ready to be transported off the lot. That's absolutely correct. Yes. However, I don't want to own a piece of property that I can't decide where I'm going to put the cars.
Why don't we just change the drawing then? Why don't we just change the drawing? Put the drawing where the cars are, and then bring it back, and we'll go from there.
Could you say that one more time, please?
Yes, just change the drawing, and put the drawing where the cars are.
Yeah, fair enough. I think we just have a scale problem, but absolutely, I have no problem doing that. I'm sure Bill doesn't either.
It's just a suggestion. I don't know how that's my suggestion. I don't know how the rest of the board feels about it, but. We're talking about two different things. So, go ahead, Bill.
So here's what you want me to do. You want me to move the parking space up towards Route 9 more so it looks more aesthetic to what... Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's just my opinion. I'm not sure how the rest of the board feels.
I think that the site plan that you submitted is fine. The problem is that you're not... abiding by the site plan you have submitted.
Here's the problem. Sorry. Nobody's ever said in any of these meetings, and you keep sending them back to the drawing board, nobody's said, have a car off Route 9 so many feet. The public said was we have to make sure that tractor trailer or a car hauler, which 90% of the car haulers that go in there are to carry food. Cars. Well, that said, if they can get in here and pull out and go past, and that's what they're doing. Nobody's ever said, hey, they got to be off the road with this car, or asked to have off the road with this car. Otherwise, you know, we would have done it. It's never brought up until this time. And you go to a parking lot.
Okay, but
just because you have lines at the parking lot, people park in the lines.
Yeah. That's kind of the understanding, right?
Well, that's what you hope, but it doesn't always happen. I mean, I can take this back and just bring the cars up forward for you.
Well, everybody, just for the record, like, these cars have been in the same exact spot for the last 8 months or a year, however long you've been on the property, so they never really moved from where they were.
Well, you can look at it the other way.
Okay, but I think the point is...
It strikes me as there's a fundamental question to address here, dude. Is the board comfortable with the car being up close to the road or not?
I'm not. This is what we've been looking at. Mike and point, you know, for months, and so I think the time to understand is that the car is back away from the road. I'm sorry, I didn't notice until a couple weeks ago that there were a few cars up closer to the road.
Last month, we specifically asked for the scale to be included on the drawings. And until that time, we had no idea what the plan really was. Right. So now we are seeing that there's, I mean, have a paper copy in front of me. I'm via Zoom here. This is Jerry. I don't know what the scale of this drawing is. I thought I heard 13/16 equals 3/4 or 13/16 equals
18 feet.
So I don't know kind of what scale that brings to. I don't have a scale that works like that. You know, it's a CAD thing, I'm sure. If you can scale it whatever you want. But when I look at the site plan, much like with every other applicant that comes in, we expect that things that are shown on the site plan are reflect what's there in the attic. So, I mean, personally, the most important thing to me is that the park areas are capable of getting off the road safely. But, you know, I mean, you can sit there and parse about, you know, we haven't been in proper direction. I do drawings for my living, and if I submit a drawing that doesn't reflect what I need made, it comes screaming back at me pretty quick.
Well, what I'm saying is the original drawings, which was done by Bill Roberts, showed the car that off the road in place. In this drawing, we show the car more forward. We have all drawings. We have the original survey, which I think was 150 parking spots. I don't know if it was 150 or 154, whatever it was. It shows it back against the fence. And then halfway around the garage were cars. This one here, we pushed them forward. So, you know, who's really measuring off the curb or off Route 9 how far fast you come? Then gone over and measured it and said, I mean, you're just going by somebody driving by saying, I think this is far forward. Has anybody even measured this?
You know, okay. Okay, so let me put it this way. The site plan that we have, that we're looking at right now, the one that we're being asked to consider in our public hearing and for potential final approval this evening, shows the front edge of the road line of cars closest to the road to be about 130 feet from the back line of the property. Is that where they are right now?
I don't have a
the only reason I'm saying this is that that's the whole point of a site plan, is we're being asked to approve a particular use in a certain way, and we can't, in good faith, do that approval if we are to believe that the site plan is drawing in front of us is never going to be followed. It is going to be this, and we need it to be drawn to be what it is going to be.
I understand. That makes sense. I think what happened there was also a lack of communication. We didn't have how many cars we were going to have on there, not where they were. So, let me ask you guys a question. Are you okay if we revise our spot where they're located? Can we move forward from there? Because I don't want to have to worry about how many feet back my cars are from the road. So if you change, I understand the problem is what you're looking at, you can't approve something that you're not looking at, but if I change that, it's the best to present.
I'm sorry, I only got half that.
He's asking if he changes the drawing to reflect what is actually occurring, is that acceptable?
Then the question is, what is actually occurring?
I'm understanding that the car.
If I can start with this, does anybody know how deep this lot is?
Yeah, it's 166 and 160, so 170.
So to follow the current plan that's in front of us, the one that we're looking at right now, cars being approximately 40 feet from Route 9. I mean, is that out of the question? Is that something that's not possible to work with, or? I mean, that seems substantial to be able to get a car carrier in there. I think 40 feet is more than adequate for that. So I understand if you want to make it smaller, but I'm asking if that sounds like the situation that we have at hand right at the moment.
Hold on, we got several people talking at once.
Yeah.
Mike Romeo, go ahead, please.
I'm just wondering if there's one question with the proposed committee, because I didn't hear it at once.
Do you want me to rephrase it?
Yeah, you didn't hear it, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, if the lot is 170 feet deep and the front row cars on the plan we have in front of us is 130 from the back, is it unreasonable to consider that it's okay for the front row of cars that you have to be 40 feet back from Route 9? That's obviously more than adequate to bring a car carrier. All right, but is it out of the question to be able to put them there? Of course, I understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming 10 by 20 spaces for the cars.
Yeah, well, we have to remember that there's two driveways as well. They run in 15 feet.
Right, so you have 20 foot of buffer in the back, 30 feet for the driveways, 50.
Yeah.
You have 20 foot buffer in the back, two driveways of 15 is 30, so there's 50 plus your. Your two rows or double rows of 10 by 20s would be 80 feet, 50 and 80, so 130 with 170 foot deep lot. You're talking about 40 feet between Route 9 and front row cars. That's what's drawn in the drawing right now. That's what I'm asking is that unreasonable? And if that's unreasonable, then we need a different drawing, one that reflects what is reasonable. And then we have to judge the proposal based on that. Does that make sense? Of course, and I think you should. I mean, you need to make sure it works for you too.
Sure.
So you're proposing 40 feet off of the Route 9, correct?
No, I'm not proposing that. The site plan we have in front of us proposes that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find out if that's going to work, and if it's not, then we need to resubmit our site plan that does reflect low building.
Yeah.
From my standpoint as staff, the fundamental issue I've heard is we need to have a safe means for the big trucks to leave the highway and enter the highway, so they can't be delayed in getting into the site. So if you move your unloading area to the back, again, that's up to you. You want to park cars in the front, or you want your loading area in the front and park cars in the rear. Okay? I think you have to commit, though, to an area in the site that you're going to do your loading and unloading, and then park your cars around that. Yeah, I mean, that's your call. I'm just saying, what the board members are saying, at some point we have to have a site plan we can enforce, you know, and reflect what's happening in reality. We just want to get there.
Mike, why have you not been unloading in the rear? Why have you not been unloading in the rear to date?
Because it's easier to unload in the front, but I don't want to have to stack something that says I can't put my car against the road if I want to.
I'm going to ask the question that's the elephant in the room. What would the imperative be to put the cars right up by the road? If you're not actually trying to market them to the highway traffic, what is the expectation or need to put them up closer to the road? And you don't have to answer that. It's just a curiosity to me.
From a marketing perspective, to have more cars, you know, if you have cars against the road as opposed to not against the road, and if I buy a piece of property, I just want to be able to put the cars where I want.
Mike, I guess, is there ever an opportunity that this is going to turn into a sales lot?
At that time, you could actually change the parking of the cars, right? You understand that?
Yes, I do, yeah.
And I don't think there's any...
I'm not trying to be difficult, but it's tough buying a piece of property and saying I have to have my cars next to my feet off the road, especially if we have the same egress for the trucks, which I understand
right.
That would be our offer for the...
So it kind of sounds like you need a site plan showing us you're going to put cars along the edge of the road for us to approve.
Yeah, fair enough. I think you're right. And maybe I'll get that done, and we'll have to do this again to see if you guys approve that.
Now that I need to do that. I guess my thing is I can feel the frustration you have with here we go another month. All right, and what we have in front of us right now, from my perspective at least, I like the plan. I think it works. I think it flows with what you say you're doing right now. So I was actually ready coming in tonight to do a public hearing and move ahead with this and get approval done on this as it sits right now. Okay, and if you were to do that, you can certainly come back later in the future and say, I'd like to now start using this as a direct-to-customer sales lot, and I'd like to be able to park cars up by the road. And I don't know that anybody on this board, I won't speak for everybody else, but I don't know that anybody on this board would say, hey, a car lot shouldn't have cars up by the road. All right, so I guess, if you want to do that, if you want to go ahead and wait until next month and come back with another plan with the cars marked now showing it out by the road, which doesn't seem to have been your original intention, or you would have already had them parked right out by the road. We were just trying to make sure that the site plan reflects what you're doing. I mean, it's up to you. It's your plan. It's in front of us, and you're certainly welcome to change it if you wish. It just seems that if this works for what you're doing right now, all we're looking for is to make sure that, that what we're looking at is what we're going to be doing.
Sure, I understand. I just like you guys wouldn't want to sign something on its own, neither do I, you know, and I'd rather just have myself open to do whatever I want with the property that I'm purchasing. So, I don't want to make it more difficult. Believe me, I don't want to go back to this again either, but I also don't want to say, okay, and then when I have 3 cars on the road, I'm getting a knock at my door from somebody saying, get those cars off the road. You know, I just wanted them to get so I can move the cars wherever I want. Yeah, we were never, this has never come up. I know that Bill's definitely frustrated about right now because we've literally never talked about where they were. It was more about how many. And we agreed to a number, you know, which is fine, and we all agreed on it, but we never talked about where they could or couldn't be. But I get where you guys are coming from, that this is what we proposed, and it's not what I'm saying we're going to do. So if I need to redo it, I'd rather wait another month or 2 months, whatever it is, and make sure that I'm not going to get in trouble for parking cars where I want on my property.
I agree.
That's the thorough way to do it. That's very thorough. That's the best way.
Sure, I'm not trying to do it wrong yet. I just don't want to sign something and then get in trouble, you know?
No, this is Ann. I like John, who has approved the plan you submitted today. I think the setback that we've seen is appropriate for the use and for that location.
Yeah, I hear you, but we don't even have an actual number for that. And we're, you know, again, like if you look at the map, on the south side of the road, what if I want to put 5 cars up against the road right there that has zero effect on the traffic trip that are coming in and out? And when that I'm told I can't do that because I just said okay tonight. You see what I'm talking about here?
Well, yeah, but I guess I would have to see another plan that shows what it is you intend actually to do there.
John.
All right.
I guess I'm a little concerned that so the next plan we're going to see is still going to show that vehicles are parked in certain locations, right? Or not?
Yeah.
Is it just going to show a general area or?
What?
I'll get involved in creatively put the cars where they need to be, I guess.
The thing I'm hearing is that you've got more lot area than you do cars to park because you're at a 100 car limit. We can't adjust that. That's part of the special permit. So you have options as to where you, as a practical matter, where you can park 100 cars in this lot. What is less optional is the unloading and loading area, because that is a bona fide, justifiable concern for a planning board, and that's the safety of that truck getting on and off the state highway. So I think you do have to commit to an unloading and loading area. You can show a bunch of different options for parking 100 cars scattered all over that lot, but I do think you need to commit to a loading and unloading area that is going to be safe and operate well.
I just want to say where the cars are even now, and I know what they're saying out closer to the road. I've never seen a problem with those trucks getting in and out, even with those cars in the front. So there's plenty of room for them to have the cars up there and still be safe with loading and unloading in the front. So, again, I've never seen a problem there, and I frequent that road.
Yeah,
Mike, that was kind of my point. He's doing the map quick coming from the back of the lot. There's 40 feet in the plan that shows for those car carriers to come in. And a three-car carrier doesn't need 40 feet of the turning radius there. They should be able to get in and out in 25 feet.
Yeah, and they do.
And they do.
Yeah.
So I guess that's all. I think that's all that's being asked, is that the map reflect what's going on at the moment.
Right.
Or what is expected to happen. So I, you
know, it is what it is. I was kind of hoping to approve it tonight and move it off the agenda. Again, I'm not being difficult, but if I park six cars on the south end of the lot against the road, what if somebody knocked on my door and said you can't have those cars then? That has zero bearing on where the troopers are coming in and out, because they can't physically touch the cars.
I guess I think what you were proposing was to move, put them there when you've got a carrier coming to pick up cars and put them there. You could put that as a reflection on the site plan and say this is where, you know, vehicles that are to be removed and temporarily parked until, you know, loaded or whatever. You could actually draw that in without even parking spaces. You put an X and say this is where they'd be lined up to get put on a trailer. And that's still, you can still stick with the original plan that you had.
Alright, that might work if you want to do that.
I understand staging stuff. I mean, that makes sense to stage your loads and have it sitting there waiting for the car carrier to come. I mean, the main thing is Jim keeps repeating is we want to know that the truck and trailer can get off of Route 9. We don't want them loading on the apron. We don't want them loading on the shoulder. We want them in behind the curbs.
Sure, I guess nobody wants that more than me, because, you know, right. If they have to move, it's going to come back to me, right? You know,
Of course.
Okay, so this is Jerry. I have some questions. I'd like to just make sure before we run another 30 days and leave people just communicating again. So I'm hearing that, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm hearing that you'd like to submit a plan that basically gave a general area that you would be allowed to park cars, up to 100 cars. And how you choose to park them in there is your decision.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then there would be an area defined as the loading, unloading area, or park areas.
If you guys require that, yes.
Okay, so, and you have stated you'd like to be able to park cars and you basically run up to the property.
There's a power pole there, there's a fire hydrant. But otherwise, south end of that area could be used for staging vehicles for loadouts. Can we then stick with the map that we have? Would the locations of those spaces work as they are, or is that just off the table because you really need more flexibility going forward?
Well, no. I would say, can you also say that looks like there's probably four spots to the north of the other electrical pole? If you guys could agree on that, that would be fine with me.
So what's the number of spaces along the road that you would be okay with?
Well,
that would work for what you need to do?
Based on the scale that we're looking at, it looks like the south side would fit maybe 8 cars on the south side. I don't know if you guys disagree, but based on the size of the scale, 8, and then maybe 3 or 4, let's say 4 on the north side of the electrical pole.
Okay, so on either side of the entrances.
Correct, it has nothing to do with the safety or the coming and going of any trucks.
Absolutely. Okay, so here's my proposal. So we can actually get this thing cleared up. If we put that in as a stipulation, if the board approves of this idea, and we put that as a stipulation that you have 8 spaces on the south end, 4 spaces on the north end to stage vehicles for haul off, okay, then would you be able to use the dimensions that are shown, everything 130 feet from the back line, okay, for parking everything else, and still have room to be able to come in with haulers in and out, egress safely?
Yes.
We can make that a stipulation if the board approves of it. We can make that a stipulation. We can move this process forward and be done tonight. How does that sound?
I'm good with that if you guys are. Yes.
Okay. So now I guess the question is, how does the board feel about that?
I'm okay with that, Joe.
These are above and beyond the 100 spaces. These are not part of like an additional spaces. There's still only 100 vehicles allowed on the lot. It's just these would be allowed for optional parking for loadout.
I think as long as they stick to the 100 total, and there probably should be some reasonable safety setback from the roadway. I'm not sure what that would be. Perhaps Jim, you have some idea.
You mean safe distance for some parking cars off the road?
Yeah.
I think there's a curb there anyway.
Yeah, there's a 4 or 5 foot wide curb there.
As long as you're behind the curb, I think it is.
That would be my input as well.
Okay.
I take that back by the map. It doesn't show a curb there, but we can certainly put a stipulation in that they have to be back the distance of the curb.
Yes, I'm not going to put them on the road. It's going to be a safe distance.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. We just need to see it, that's all. We just have to know on the map that that's how it's designated.
Well, if you look at the map where that line is, it looks like it's
yes.
A foot or two behind where the curb stones are.
Yep.
So we're going to be behind where a curbstone would be if it was on the road.
Okay, so if this gets approved tonight, you're going to have to bring a set of milars in to be signed. That set of milars should reflect that area. Whether it's hexed in or you have spaces marked, probably have spaces marked as loadout parking. 8 spaces on the one side, 4 on the other, if they fit. Okay? And we can approve it conditionally, and then the milars can reflect the conditions that we put on the approval. How easy that was.
I'm making coffee. Does anybody want to eat?
Yes.
All right. Anything further?
I should get a line.
We still have a hearing to get to.
So they speak, is that proposal then to show more? That proposal would show more than 100 spots on the plan. So we
but I think those things.
It's scary to show more than 100 if you have to notate that it's still 100 cars.
Well, I would request that those spaces, there's 12 of them, be listed specifically as temporary loadout parking.
station's already on the plan, Jerry. It's in the fourth line down, I think.
I understand that. I don't want to have it where we show 112 spaces and you say there's only 100 cars and there's confusion.
Jerry, would it be better for us to just show a shaded area without spaces delineated? A shaded area for up to 8 cars on the one spot and up to 4 on the other?
I would go back to at this point, I'm starting to wonder what's the point of showing the spaces? I gotta be honest.
Okay.
Any of them. What's the conditions? We want the safe access, ingress, egress for loading for the car carriers, and we want to make sure there's no more than 100 cars on the lot.
Got
it. So there's a million ways to do that. And then, I'll take that back. But there's got to be 100 ways you could park these cars up here and meet those requirements.
I still want to have the stipulation of the 20-foot buffer in the back between the commercial and residential area.
Oh, I understand that. I'm saying even in the available area.
Right.
A lot of ways you can decide to park cars in there, still be what he needs and what we want.
So that's why I said what I said earlier. The real principal thing that needs to be worked out here is where it's loading and unloading area. After that, the cars can park anywhere.
Right. Which may be the answer then is to just say that this plan presents one acceptable option. But I don't know the right wording for that.
Yeah, I think John was trying to make a proposal that we could act on tonight. And if we keep the site plan that we have in front of us and allow a slight modification that allows the staging, then we're still adhering to the site plan that we've been looking at for a couple months.
Yes.
And I do think there's something said about aesthetics having it back from the roadway.
Yeah, that would probably be setting, just maybe including some setbacks that would be agreeable.
I'm just trying to find a way forward again.
I think the agreeable part would be in line with the curb stones currently are. Does anybody disagree with that?
That's just for the cars you were going to stage.
So we're not going to load any of the other cars, only the cars that are staged? Is that what we're saying?
No. I wouldn't say that, Mike.
Okay, all right. We're still going to be able to load and unload all the other cars, too. Correct?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yep,
thank you.
And I understand Jerry's concern. If we show 112 spaces, but we're only allowing 100 cars, but I think with the stipulation of only 100 cars, we can allow the flexibility of those 12 in the front with the knowledge that it can't exceed 100 total.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I want to make sure everybody understands.
Yeah, oh yeah. And that makes sense, Jerry.
I think so, too. We should keep in mind that what we are really approving on the site plan is the use that they're looking for right now, which is the storage lot, right?
Right.
We're not really looking at it as any future use. We guys are looking at it for what they are proposing to do or what they are doing right now.
What they're approved to do right now, yes.
Yes.
Okay, Board, anything further? Well, as advertised, we have a public hearing concerning this project. And that affected the meeting we based upon those of the health advisors issued by federal, state, and local officials related to COVID-19 virus. A public hearing on Monday, January 25, in the town office building to control 112 Road, New York, will hear all parties for or against a proposal for storage of up to 100 automobiles from an vacant existing lot at 1714 to 1718 Route 9 from the town of Monroe. Sheriff's Traders Automobile Dealership. His proposal to use the reference lot for storage of up to 100 automobiles and light trucks on 1.2.8 plus or minus acre parcel. No sales are proposed in this location. Property used strictly for temporary storage of the vehicles. Due to public health and safety concerns, the public will not be permitted to attend remote locations where board members or department head or staff will be situated or in any other location. The public will be able to fully observe the video conference meeting and will be able to comment during the public hearing. Please put the notice of the public hearing are available on the website. Don't interrupt. Please take further notice that comments of the public comment portion of the public hearing can be sent through Zoom video conferencing computer. And if you have a computer, tablet, or smartphone, you can register to log in to use the video and hear the audio for live sessions. You can access the same meeting through Town of Monroe, Planning Board Agenda ASP, and clicking on Join Meeting. Enter meeting ID 814-510-35205. I'm running out of breath. And you can call the Zoom meeting at 1-929-205-6099 in front of it. Enter meeting ID 814-510-35205. As in keeping with all of our public hearings, if anyone has a comment or would like to have a concern or make a comment concerning this application, you are encouraged and invited to do so. We have just two basic ground rules. And number two for that is, throughout the whole course of the process, we will maintain some sense of decorum. With that in mind, is there anyone who would like to make a comment or ask a question concerning this proposal by Mr. Smith?
And if that is the case, please raise your hand or send a chat request in, and I will unmute you and you'll be able to participate in the hearing.
Hearing any board?
Nope. Nothing's coming through.
Anyone come through?
No.
Nope. Public hearing closed. This, I believe, is not subject to any further review of the seeker.
Correct.
So that's
like to action.
Is board will give you the last opportunity to ask some questions or concerns for this applicant, for the William Smith Carriage Traders Automobile Storage Lot.
I guess I would ask Mike and Bill to confirm that they are agreeable to what John Arnold proposed.
Mike, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Did you hear the question?
Yes, you're just asking if I'm okay with the 8 and 4 spaces in the front?
Yes. Did you all hear that?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Saying that, Lord, what would you like to do? And no, we can't go home yet.
Have we closed the public hearing?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure we did.
Yes. Do you want to approve it?
Okay, do we have any?
Go ahead.
We have a condition. Or condition on any approval motion to be made, and that condition is that the site plan, the final site plan that Mylar's produced for, reflects the addition of an 8-space loading area on, I don't know, it would be the southwest corner, and an 8-space loading, well, load parking area or staging area on the northwest end.
So you said that was 4, John.
I'm sorry?
So you said it was 4. 8 on one side and 4 on the other?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I just said.
You said 8 and 8.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Well, I said 8 on the south and 4 on the north. I'm sorry.
Okay.
My mistake.
Thank you.
And then otherwise, the site plan reflects.
Okay. I believe that was a motion to approve the site plan and certain conditions to the motion. Do I have a second?
And I also want to ask that there never ever there would never be more than 100 cars parked, notwithstanding the staging area.
That's part of the approval.
Jerry.
Motion been made and seconded to grant approval to the Smith Garrett Trader Storage Lot on 2014-17-18-09. Any further conditions? Motion been made and seconded. Any further conditions? Any further comments? If not, call roll, please.
Yes.
Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Bouchard?
No.
Is that a no?
That was a no.
Mr. Shaver?
No.
Ms. Perdue?
Yes.
Ms. Matias?
No.
Chairman?
Reluctantly, I will say aye. 4-3. Ms. Clark? Madam Secretary, is it correct? 4-8, 3-9.
May I ask those that said no what they think the issues are?
Well, we're going to declare this is approved. Okay, do you have a question?
Yeah, this is Anne. I'm just curious as to why some of the board members said no.
I just think it's an incomplete link.
I concur. I don't have confidence in that before we met. That's fair.
Okay.
Who's not really met? Is that 24B?
No, it just sounds like things are evolving. What this is going to be and where the cars are going to be. I think that there could be a better layout, maybe bubbles, but it just seems like it's a little too loose for my comfort level.
Did she vote yes? She voted yes, right?
This is getting ridiculous, guys. I mean,
the vote's been taken care of. Let's go.
Well, either way, we have an approval.
That's right.
It's not approved, Mike.
That's it.
Now, is there anything further board you'd like to do to or for this afternoon?
Make a motion to the chairman.
Sorry, go ahead.
I make a motion that the chairman and one other member of the board sign the Mylars when they're presented to the town planning department.
Motion has been made for the chairman and one member of the planning board sign the Mylars when presented to the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Okay. We'll pick down the secretary last time. Give her a break here now. This isn't too controversial. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
All right.
Okay.
You all set, Mike?
Yes, thank you.
All right, I'm going to hang out now.
Okay,
yep,
you.
Yep, bye.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
We're going to try. Last item I have on the agenda for this evening is Arrowhead Meadows. We have them alone.
Yeah, they leave Travis and so on.
Yep. Yeah, this is Travis. Can you still hear me?
Still can hear you.
All right. Let me share my screen again, or did I lose that privilege last time?
Well, I don't know when you do that, but I think you got to make sure you're hitting the record button on the meeting because you have control. So just want to make sure it's being recorded.
I see that it's being recorded now, so I'll verify that it keeps going.
Okay.
Tell us a story.
All right, so what do I have to do? I have to give you the...
Give me the power.
Give me the power.
I just got to remember how I did that.
To include all the projects collectively. and Bluebird Road, Bluebird Road and Gansburg Road, and Bluebird Road and Fort Edward Road up here, and then Gansburg and Route 197. The traffic engineer also took a look at required site distances from our proposed entrances. Site distance that we have meet or exceed any of the requirements, and the traffic study concluded that that the combined effect of the projects would not have a collective impact on lowering the level of service at the intersection in the area. I do expect that the town and the planning board will push this to their consultant that the town uses. Jim and I had spoke about this a little bit for reviewing these traffic studies, so I'm not sure that that's happened yet, but I expect that well before we're done here. Let's see, another discussion that we had at the last meeting was how to deal with SEAKER, considering that we have multiple projects that are in one stage or another in front of the planning board. And while we agree you do need to look at the impacts of these projects collectively as they may impact each other, you do need to consider a separate SEAKER action for each of them as they are each their own application. So what I've done to help you with that is, well, first of all, the traffic study that we submitted, as you requested, we've updated that to include all projects. And then in our description and wherever appropriate within our SEAKER long form, we've made reference to other neighboring projects in some form of approval. Another point of discussion at our December meeting was just how the Arrowhead Meadows project and the SRHCJM subdivision would work together because they are so connected, I guess, if you will. And so we provided you with an overall map that shows cross easements between the two projects, how each of those projects could be constructed independently of the other. So, for instance, the purple on this map shows an easement over the Arrowhead project for the benefit of the SRHCJM, and likewise, the green on this map is an easement over the SRHCJM project for the benefit of Arrowhead. And so they share a road network that works together. And, for instance, if the Arrowhead Metal project that we're talking about tonight to the north, or from the top of the page, if that one were to be constructed first, there would be an easement in this area to allow us to construct the road at both the entrances and begin the waterline connection loop through here and other utilities that make sense to take a look at as we begin construction. Another point of discussion that we had was on stormwater, and that's what one of the things that this easement does is the stormwater that comes through the Arrowhead Meadows project, some of it is treated in storm basins in this general vicinity. There's no prohibition against that, and it's something that can be done with the proper easements in place, which we're showing we can do. We had talked about different options for mail distribution. So in the post office has in general moved toward centralized mail distribution facility, and we've shown a couple different options on where that might be, but I've also heard that recently they may be moving back toward individual mailboxes. So that's something in the very near future we'll take a look at with the post office, but we've basically shown you all three potential options. That is centralized distribution in two different locations, or of course traditional mail boxes. I'm also in receipt here this past week of notes from Jim Martin as he steps through his standard checklist on different requirements for the project. In general, we're compliant with most of the basic requirements. I have highlighted a few things just quickly. The discussion on street names, I know I've got to hit you some street names. Also, the mail distribution mechanism, whether it be central or distributed through the site, we'll take a look at that. And there's a larger discussion that you referenced in his memo here on centralized sewer. I'd really like to be able to talk about centralized sewer to the project. As you know, that's something that we've looked at 10 years ago and had considered and really wanted to move it forward. Unfortunately, there isn't a practical way to do it financially to make this project work. So that's why we've proposed what we have on municipal water and on-site wastewater disposal systems. A few other highlights on the fourth page of Jim's internal staff notes here. Of course, confirmation from the town's highway department on road network. That's certainly something that we'll look to gain comments on. Also, comments from the town's water superintendent. Something that that we'll also work with Jim to make sure we obtain. I think the last one to touch on before I turn it over to you for questions is discussion over connectivity to the nearby town park. This project does not have any frontage or access directly to the park, so it's something that's not within the ability of this project to provide a direct access other than your typical road network to the town park. As far as the approval process goes, of course, we were before you in late December. Back in front of you now to take a look at the preliminary plan review. We did submit those detailed drawings in early December, which Jim has pushed out to LaBerge for their stormwater review, which I presume is ongoing. We should have comments soon. Again, the review by the town department is ongoing. Tonight, we would hope to get the county referral moving forward, initiate secret coordinated review, and if the board is comfortable with it, talk about scheduling a public hearing for the preliminary plat review. So with that, I'll turn it over for questions. Jim, do I need to relinquish control or can I leave it up?
No, I think you can leave it up because we have the co-host option this time. I should have done that before, so
okay.
I think we're good.
Great. All right. Thank you.
Ward, question.
Okay, Travis. Travis, I have a couple of quick ones.
Sure.
Question number one, and this may be more towards Jim. Is that accurate to say that our code allows for the stormwater from a subdivision to be treated on another parcel off-site?
I think it can, but there has to be the proper structure to support that, meaning proper easements and that type of thing written into to the deed to allow for those uses to occur specifically. So I think it can. We have the benefit of Carla being on as well. So maybe she can also chime in on that, but from my standpoint, I think it can. So the answer for me, I think, is yes. As long as it's okay. Properly structured.
Yeah, John, I think one of the discussion last time about not allowing stormwater to be treated up on a neighboring parcel, there is a question in the NOI application about off-site discharge of stormwater, but it's more along the lines of ensuring that it's properly treated and managed. It doesn't preclude working with a neighboring property for the treatment.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's my thing, is I don't think I have a problem as long as there is a contingency in place that it is going to be handled. It isn't just dumping it out.
Absolutely. All
right, so with that in mind, I get that your connection to the park with your particular development is a point on a map because there's a corner there where they attach. So I guess my question is there any reason why we can't have a stipulation put into the plans that a connection to Jacoby North's corner be allowed for in your plan? A trail of some type that allows access through there, and then when Jacoby North comes in front of us again, we can ask them to allow access across their property to the park from your development.
Well, you know, we have homeowners association land around the perimeter of the site, as as we talked about before. But you know, it's not my place to ask or to compel another property owner to allow access across our site.
The great thing is I'm not asking you to ask them to do that. I'm asking you to have in your plan the stipulation that you would be able to provide access to that if it was allowed, if it was a part. I'll be happy to be the one that asks Jacoby North to come there.
There's homeowners association lands around the perimeter of this that we can work into different things if that's the direction the board asks us to go.
Yep. Okay, but I guess what I'm saying is I'd like it to be on the plan that access would be an allowable use of the HOA lands.
Sure. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
And in all honesty, I personally will ask Jacoby North, if that comes in front of us again, I will ask them to do the same thing. What happens in regards to that afterwards is out of my control and yours. It's just a matter of we allow the opportunity, and we ask the town to provide an access way there. It might keep some kids from riding bicycles on Route 32.
Or the
I'm a strong supporter of that position, John.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If we can see that, threat trend, this is rough there, some kind of conceptual path, that'd be great.
And yeah, I mean,
and you can only do what you can do, and you would show it to Jacoby, and then we'll turn on and ask the same thing with Jacoby North in the park.
Yep. Point taken. We'll make that happen on our HOA land.
Thank you.
So I think Travis, you said something about they're talking now about moving back to individual mailboxes.
Yeah, in projects that we've done in our office over the last 5 or 6, 7 or 8 years, it's been centralized facilities. But I did hear a comment just within the last few weeks that the postmaster in this area was still in favor of traditional mailboxes. I have not personally explored it on this. It's certainly something that we will do, but either way, it's whatever the postmaster says is what we're going to have to do.
Do you think in the case of this particular project that the school will be running a bus in to pick up kids in this development, or do you think that they'll be asking for a location out by the road?
I would think that they would run through. I mean, there's no dead end in here, and it can be town road that's looped through, so I would think that they would run through, but
it's going to be a normal subdivision. There's probably no reason why they wouldn't, John, I don't think.
That's what I would expect. Just wanted to check and see if...
Yeah. That would be my understanding as well.
Because I think it's at the apartment complex down on Bluebird and Port Everett Road. I think it's Bluebird Village.
Right.
I mean, they pick up on the road there, right?
Yeah, typically at the apartment complexes, they would be private internal roads, so they would not generally travel those
correct.
Roads.
See, now that makes all the sense in the world. I probably should have known that. Okay, thank you.
Anything further, Gordon?
Quick question, Travis. Are you guys running all 8-inch water mains now? No more 6-inch? Just out of curiosity, just for my own.
Sorry, what was the question?
Are you running mostly 8-inch water mains now in these subdivisions like this, in these size, instead of 6-inch?
Yeah,
Yeah, okay, that's what I, just for my own information, thank you.
Yeah, there's water existing on Route 32 and also on Blue Bird Road, so, you know, the nice thing about these working together is there's no dead ends, you know, they're all, everything gets looped through.
Yeah, actually. That's good, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Just to clarification, this has been submitted to our consultants.
For the SWIFT so far, we have a lot of work yet to do with the highway. We have to send it onto the highway. We're going to send it on to Jesse and water. But the SWIFT review has
commenced. Okay. And the assuming the water
side? Yes, that's correct.
And did we contact the good faith for the first new traffic study?
We need authorization to create, you know, the escrow and make and reach out in that fashion.
Jim, are the engineers approving the water system, or is he? How
it's usually Jesse reviews it for the water.
It's not going on to our engineers.
Typically not
on something this size.
Yeah, that's correct. Jesse reviews these.
Okay.
That's controversial. I have a motion to forward this application to our traffic consultants for their review.
And also creation of an associated escrow.
Yep. Do I have a motion?
This is Mary. We'll make a motion.
Finally. Motion made to submit the traffic study for consultants review by the town. To the motion, I have a second.
I'll second it.
Second.
Motion, sorry, Eric.
Second. Any further discussion? If not, this one is really not too controversial. Well, I picked out the secretary enough tonight. All those in favor, right?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carried. Hey, turn to us fair play. Travis, do you have any questions of us?
Do you think you've got enough information to get coordinated review started?
Yes. Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Can I hop in now? I am here.
Okay. Anytime.
This is Carla. Hi, Travis. I wanted to just advise the board on a couple things on the project. I did speak with your attorney earlier today, so she's aware of what's going on. With respect to SEAKER, I am in agreement that the SEAKER should be separate for each of the projects. So I thank you, Travis, for submitting the part one on the SEAKER. Because of that, we would want the planning board to declare lead agency and start coordinated review if the planning board desires to do that and move forward. One of the other questions I do have, and I did speak to council earlier about this today, is the answer on your part one discusses that you're not going to go into the sewer district. And I believe that you had conversations with Don Rose last week with respect to the cost of that. I don't think you have all of the information. I don't think the full analysis has been done yet to make a determination that it is cost prohibitive at this point. The town wants to work with you to move forward to connect to the sewer. And I do think that further inquiries and further investigation should be done between, and I'm happy to coordinate that with you, Travis, or with Mary Beth, to move forward on that. I don't think you have all of the information, and I think there might have been a miscommunication at some point, so I do think that that's something that should take off the table.
Sure, so I certainly wouldn't want to take that off the table. But you know, I have pursued it in the past, and we did have discussions over the last few weeks, and it isn't something that maybe was presented wrong information, and that's, you know, I'm still willing to listen, but I just don't want that to I'm certainly, you know, if it's available and financially workable, but be absolutely would be willing to make that happen.
And I think it wasn't that you were given misinformation, it's just that I don't know if it was explained properly or the full analysis has gone through with respect to it. So,
sure.
I'm glad to hear that you don't want to take that off the table altogether. But I wanted the board to be aware.
We've tried for 10 years to figure something out there.
So
I would certainly be open with it. Certainly open to. I just, you know, at some point we've got to keep it moving forward.
Understood. I just want to make sure that you're aware of that. And the board is aware of that well. And I think those are the issues the points I wanted to bring up, Mr. Chairman, on this. And I think I was going to bring up the traffic study with the escrow, and I know that you already did that. I would be fine with going forward and just declaring the agency and doing a coordinated review, knowing that we're going to do a separate seeker for each, for this, for Arrowhead, and then a separate one. And I know it's kind of odd because it almost seems like a phased project, one project, but they're two separate projects. It may be cumbersome, but under seeker, we have to do that. And that's all I would have to say, so I'll be quiet now and send you any questions.
Well, we jump in at any time.
Carla, could you give a little bit more information on what the process is for the coordinated review?
Sure. The planning board declares the lead agency tonight. Then we would go through and submit letters, interested agency letters to DOH, probably whoever's all listed on the EAF that Travis has listed on there. They have 30 days to say whether or not they're okay with us being the agency. Usually they either don't respond or they respond within a couple of weeks saying they don't really care, you guys go ahead and do it. We would go ahead and do that, and then you'd be able to finalize your seeker review through a part two and a part three review. It also has that Pasadena County.
And if it's a separate seeker review for each of these subdivisions, we still have to take into account, don't we, the others?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And Travis did indicate that even though they're separate seeker reviews, and they're separate reviews for each of the subdivisions, they have to take into account what they know. And they know that there are these other subdivisions that are before the town board. So they'll have to take into account the 137 other houses and how that would come into, just like they took into account the traffic study. So they have to identify it, and they have to take that into account. So it does, like I said, it sounds cumbersome, but they wouldn't have to do that each individual.
Okay, Travis, just one question for you. Do you have any kind of proposed construction projection for this subdivision being built out as part of it?
Yeah, so I can speak to this one specifically. We're January now. By the time we go through and finish these approvals and get maps filed, would be late summer, early fall. So this would be the 2022 construction project, I would say. Maybe late 2021, but more likely spring of 2022.
Okay, and you're not sure about Arrowhead?
This one there, the SRHT dam, I'm not sure, but it wouldn't be too far behind, I wouldn't expect.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Just on the lead agent, just so all the members here and you're in agreement, Travis listed four state agencies, DEC, DOH, DOT, and the Attorney General, because we have the formation of a homeowners association, and then additionally I would say county DPW, and as a courtesy we send it to the county planning office as well, although they're just a referring agency, they don't have any permit per se they issue. But
do we have Department of Health in there?
Yes.
DOH?
Yep.
Think not do Sarah Central County for referral. We need to send one to the school district.
Yep.
Because this could definitely impact those buildings. So they need to be made aware of what's coming down the pipe.
That's six.
Jim, is that part of the sewer district, being that it's going up, part of the sewer district is going up Bluebird Road?
It's not in it right now. No, we have to...
But it fronts it.
Yes, it'd be in the...
Well, I'll pop in again. I'm sorry, Jim. That's one of the things that we're talking about, and that we keep talking with the applicant about, is that we're looking... Ultimately, it would be beneficial for everyone if they could create a sewer district extension. And then what would happen is each of the projects would hopefully create a sewer district extension. And then ultimately, the sewer districts would all be, all the sewer districts in the town would be consolidated. That's kind of the plan. In order to do that, so the board is aware, if the applicant is agreeable and we do a sewer district extension, we'll have to resurrect the map plan report or create a map plan report. The applicant will have to do that, submit that to the town board. The town board is the board that has the jurisdiction to approve the map plan report of the sewer district. So before you could have your approval on your end, they'd have to go to the town board, get their approval, and come back here. It's not a real lengthy process. It would just be, they'd have to go through a public hearing if they went on this. But it could be done in a few months. That's something that we are able to move forward. It doesn't really delay things a whole lot.
Is the town board aware of that?
The town board aware of what? That this is going on?
That they're trying to... Is the town board the one trying to get a sewer district extension? Just so this board knows?
No, it's more of the part of the comprehensive plan for the town to have everyone in the town who's able to get into the sewer district. It benefits the town residents to have everyone within the sewer district and connected to the sewer.
I'd love to be connected to that sewer.
I've been on hold for now.
I wish they'd hook it to my house.
Yeah. I've had septic and I've had sewer. I much prefer sewer.
All right, thank you.
I have a quick question. I understand DOH and county and all. Why DEC?
DEC and everything.
They're involved in the SWIP.
Yeah.
Okay.
One way or another, we always have DEC.
Okay. I just got hung up. I saw DEC, and I'm like, there's no wetlands that I can think of on this side.
National Grid.
No,
okay.
No, Florida.
Yep.
Good question.
Do we have any threats or endangered species? All that's archaeological site.
They're like a general clearinghouse as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I should know that, but sorry.
That's okay.
The other question I have for you, Travis, is soil types here, as far as for septic engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Soil types are, I'm guessing, fast.
Your typical morose sand. One of the maps are a couple dozen anyway. It's an interpolation test that have been done out there.
Yeah. Okay.
Part of the soil. Yep.
Okay, board. As you heard the recommendation from council that we declare an agency, we need to formally declare ourselves. I have a motion for the planning board to assume the role of lead agency for the secret review for Arrowhead Meadows subdivision.
So moved.
Scared me. Was that Eric?
No, that was me. I was waiting.
Okay, motion to make. Is there a second?
Let me second.
Motion been made and seconded for the member of council to assume the role of lead agency in the environmental assessment review for our Hesnell subdivision. That was not too controversial. All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Travis, could you give me two more paper copies of the plan set for Jesse and Paul?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And then if you could give me one, the entire set on a jump drive, or a couple of jump drives, too, that would be good for the county.
Sure. Okay. Got it. Would the board consider getting started with public hearing, getting that scheduled?
We haven't heard back from any of the consultants yet. I think it's a little bit premature.
I think it's up to you, obviously, but I would prefer one more month to let this go a little with the coordinated review and the and like you said, the consultants hearing back from. I haven't even contacted Peter Faith yet to get an estimate and all that kind of thing. So
I think we should. Yes.
We'll have a lot more information next month.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Travis.
Yep, thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, so let's
next
see
item
here.
On our agenda, SRHTJM has asked the request of the applicant that has been tabled. The next item I have on the agenda for this evening is Lee Gordon, site plan review for 1496 Route 9. Do we have one of those?
Lee, are you there? Lee? Lee, are you there?
Excuse me.
It's not looking too good. I don't see his name.
Oh, no, can you hear
him? Yeah, Lee, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yep, we can hear you fine.
Okay, very good, thank you.
Go ahead, Lee.
What I'm proposing is a building on 1496 Route 9, which is currently residential, in a commercial zone. And I would like to take this structure and turn it into a commercial rental space. See on the site plan, I've done some improvements to the site. I still have a drywall for the parking area, which I hope will blacktop from weather. I have an access ramp to the front door with shrubbery around the front of it. I have put an abreviated fence between my property and the bar or restaurant just north of that. I've located the existing septic tank. Put access holes in them, and okay, they can beach bed, which all seem to be fine as far as I can see. I've added some proposed additions out back to the building, and also a structure out back, which the tenant would need it. I could, build those, which I doubt would happen. I'm looking to rent this place for professional offices or insurance agent or specialized retail, like an art studio, kitchen cabinet place, stuff like that, where they don't have walk-in customers, most of them are call-in people. And I have a sign proposed out front for advertising, and I think that it covers it.
I have to say, that was the most condensed little site plan I ever saw, but it didn't have everything on it.
It looked really nice down there, what he did to that house. It looks very good. It's an excellent job.
People love it.
Yeah, oh, I do. When I went by and I saw it, I go, that's pretty neat. I have no problem with this.
And it's not a small consideration, but it is a non-conforming use going to a conforming one. So.
You're not going to put tow trucks or dump trucks or anything like that in there, are you?
What's that again?
Is it not going to have any like tow trucks or dump trucks or anything like that, are you?
No, I hope not. So
okay.
I can get in there.
Okay.
That's kind of an inside shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
You can take it. Is that existing?
What's that again?
Would you have a leach pit? Is that an existing one?
Yes, that's the original pit.
Okay.
And I put a camera down there, and it seemed to be fine in there.
Well, we can't balk if it's already there. Okay. Now, what was proposed here? Do we need seeker on this one?
No, we do not. It is a type 2 action. Yes. Under 4,000 square feet.
We need, this is Anne, can you tell us the dimensions of the existing building?
It is 33 long by, I think, 25 deep. It has 800 square feet of usable space inside.
Okay, and what are the total number of parking spaces? You're proposing six?
Six, yes. I contemplate three or maybe four for employees, and then another one or two for working customers.
Can design or spaces work?
I didn't check it because I wasn't sure what the uses were going to be. They were so wide ranging. For office space, I believe that would work.
But for retail, they would need a couple more spaces.
I think so, yes.
Would it depend on the retail? I don't think a walk-in place, you know, like the thrift shop or something like that, people just browsing would work there. Just doesn't seem to work along Route 9.
Yeah, I tend to think, given the layout of this and it just, it looks to me like a small office to me, but I said that, now the first thing I'll go in there will be a retail business.
Well, I can always have a couple more spaces out in the rear. There's plenty of room for it.
That one was my other observation, that you did seem to have an expansion room there as well.
Get a lot of land back there.
Kind of what I was going to suggest is I get where this is going, and it might be better for you to just allow for spaces for the maximum necessary for whatever use you're proposing or potential use. That way it's all just on the plan and it's set one way or the other.
This is Mary. Thankfully, I wouldn't want you to lose your turnaround ability.
Oh, no.
And these buildings that do not yet exist for future storage and then proposed expansion, I think you'd have to come back to us for that.
I wouldn't mind that.
Tim, is that correct, or is there some way we can deal with this today without knowing what it's ever going to exist?
I mean, I prefer to have it come back. It's hard to project.
Okay.
I concur.
This is C1 zone?
Yes.
So the proposal is to create, for want of a better word, a shopping center, if you will. So it's not going to be individual businesses, the proposal, but you are proposing to rent spaces. So everything that's going on in this lot is one entity?
Lee, did you hear that?
No, I didn't understand. I'm sorry.
Is the proposal to have one tenant or multiple tenants?
No, just one tenant.
Great, thank you. Lord, brother.
Well, if we're gonna go back to our parking thing, could you
quick calculation of the 33 by 25 comes up with an 825 square foot area. So if this was used for maximum use, say for retail, how many parking spaces would we need for that? And I think we may already have enough.
I'm looking, John.
I think it was like one parking space for 200 square feet or something like that. If that's the case, we already have enough. And room for a couple of employees to move.
Well, retail store is one space per 100 square feet, and an office building is one space for every 300 square feet of gross floor area.
So we're a couple of spaces shy if we decide to go retail on this.
Yep, and you have more than enough if it's office.
So it might behoove us to just draw in a couple of more spaces on our plan, and then we, if it does go retail, there's no need for Mr. Horning to have to come back and get a change of site plan.
That's correct.
All right. Would it be possible that if I do retail at the two spots afterwards? I mean, I still
can be. As long as you designate on the site plan where they can be, you don't have to build them. Necessarily, but you do have to leave that spot available for that.
You could show a parking expansion area in the event of retail use.
That's a great way to word it.
What's the permissible width of a space for a car? Is it 9 feet?
No, it's 10 by 20.
Our code says that the parking space has to be 200 square feet. We ask for 10 by 20.
Oh, okay, you'll be square footage, all right.
But we like 10 by 20. We all try pickups.
Don't come in with 9 by 22.
No, please don't.
I'll do that.
It's actually 9 by 23, but don't do that either.
Whatever.
I don't like showing another two spaces on there. I just want to block out the whole area.
No one says you have to do it right now. If you have commercial, if you have a proper tenant, then you may have to. If you don't, you live with what you have. Don't change it until you need to.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which is what shoreline and provisions for, in case of. Or anything further.
Just look at that, the sign, the 4 foot by 3 foot sign, you'd just be better off saying sign location. It's going to have to go ahead and get that approved anyway, right?
Yeah, that's something to a separate permit, yep.
Abstentions? Motion carried.
So
expansion area for retail use on your plan.
Okay.
For next month. Can we make that slightly bigger?
And should I amend the 4x3 on the sign? Beside the sign?
Yeah.
We can get rid of that.
You can just say sign that as per permit requirements.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think you also want to eliminate those future expansions, the future storage and then the expansion of the existing building.
Yeah, that's all right with me. Yeah, then just come back for them. Yes.
You have to, anyways.
Okay, Turnbull Circle, Mr. Horn, do you have any further questions of us? I guess not.
No.
Okay. Nobody wants to answer.
We'll hear from Matt. Carla, thank you for joining us this evening. And happy birthday.
Anytime.
Happy birthday to your husband.
Oh, thank you. I will let him know that. If he's still awake, he might be asleep downstairs.
Okay.
If he's smart, he's asleep.
Right. Or he's doing work for DOH.
No.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yes.
Good night.
Turn up on Jen here.
Hey, Jen.
Yeah.
This is John Arnold. The Lee Horning had a really nice map here showing our tax parcels, all right, and where the location of his property was.
Yeah.
This is something. There's something on that map that I've been asking to have cleared up for a while, and nobody seems to move on it. If you look out on the southern end of that, out in what's our R5 agricultural zone,
yeah,
you're going to see a parcel that's colored in with orange and listed as commercial.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why. It's farmland right next to me, and it's not in the commercial zone. But I've been told it's because it's something to do with there's a signboard on it, and it's being taxed as commercial or something.
Well, if you notice in the legend of this map, this is the land use classification by how the assessor is classified. So you'd have to,
okay.
That should be taken up with the assessor. It's not certainly not zoned for that, but that's how the classification lists on the assessment record.
Yeah, I just can't understand why. I mean, somebody said it's because there's a signboard associated with that property, but there's four signboards associated with the one out to the west of it, and
yeah,
that's listed as commercial.
Yeah, that shouldn't, as I understand how the classification works, that shouldn't be the basis for that classification. It should be quite the current use.
Yeah, so I didn't know, I think, I didn't know if that was something you could look into.
Oh, I can. I'll be in tomorrow. I'll take it up with Leah.
I hate to have somebody look at that and say, hey, look at that nice piece of commercial land out there. That's all. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night,
John.
Speaking of Old West Road, has anybody been by the Zee Farm? Slow go up there.
Yeah, but it looks nice, though. It's exciting, though.
Yeah, I got an email from her like 2 or 3 weeks ago because she thought she lost my cell phone number, wanted to talk to me about local issues. I gave her the number, no response, and then a week later I asked if there was anything in particular, and she said no, she just wondered if there was anything she should know about. I don't know what that is. So I left it at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, we need a motion to adjourn?
We have not quite adjourned yet. We have one other item. Mr. Mark, would you forward Mr. Horning to Saratoga County? Is that definitely on Route 9?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
I think that might have already been done, but I'll make sure.
I've exhausted everything that I have. I have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second it.
Motion been made. Any further discussion?
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Motion carries.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
We've had it.
Are you off, Jim?
Hmm?
Are you off?
Let me